Inventiveness is one of our great assets, and the tools of modern invention are mathematics, science, and engineering. It is the responsibility of all education to stimulate the creative talents of our students and to make certain that we have a large supply of men and women who possess the tools of modern creativeness. We must have more people well-versed in science and in technology so they can create new knowledge for the benefit of humanity. Remember, full employment and high standards of living depend upon creative people who can invent, develop, design, and produce economically new machines, new tools, new materials, new processes, new industries, new utilities, and new products. It must be recognized that research and invention, rather than governmental action or special legislation, have absorbed labor surpluses in the past. It must also be recognized that the so-called common man or the masses do not make inventions. New creations are made by distinctly uncommon individuals who have more specialized knowledge and a different type of mentality than the ordinary person. To keep our inventiveness and our applied knowledge at a high level, basic as well as applied research must be stressed. We must strengthen our centers of research in mathematics, physics, chemistry, and biology, as well as in engineering, agriculture, and medicine. We must encourage research in social sciences, as well as in natural sciences. We must encourage in our higher educational institutions basic research, which will increase our stockpile of new knowledge without special reference to any utilitarian use. And in this connection, it's very gratifying that Congress has passed and the President has signed the National Science Foundation Act, which I believe is going to give a great impetus to that particular thing. We must recognize that basic research is the raw material which the engineer must have in order to ensure new and better products and greater conveniences for the public. We must realize also, ladies and gentlemen, that the simpler and easier problems have been solved. But the difficult problems to ensure improved technology will require more and more research. All types of research in educational institutions, basic and applied, must be generously supported by industry in order to ensure an adequate flow of creative talent. More research in our higher educational institutions is bound to improve their principal product, which are the students and graduates. About 25 years ago, there appeared a rather interesting book by Oswald Spengler, which was called Decline of the West. Now, in that book, there was one section which was very significant then and is even more significant now. I'm going to quote it. Dr. Spengler said that the center of the artificial and complicated realm of the machine is the organizer and manager. The mind and not the hand holds it together. But for that very reason, to preserve the ever-endangered structure, one figure is even more important than all the energy of enterprising master men that make cities to grow out of the ground and alter the picture of the landscape. It is a figure that is apt to be forgotten in this conflict of politics. The engineer, the priest of the machine, the man who knows it. And he closes with the statement, he says, the quiet engineer, it is he who is the machine's master and destiny. Quotation closed. Now it seems if the above statement of Spengler is true, then I'm convinced that the future of our civilization depends very definitely about engineers. Engineers with ideals. Engineers who respect the rights of others and who have an appreciation of the meaning of liberty. Thus, the education of engineer is of major concern to the public. It must be recognized that no education, no matter how liberal or how scientific or how practical, does not necessarily make for the best and noblest in human conduct, as evidenced by the sadistic practices of certain well-educated, highly cultured, and scientifically competent peoples who were our enemies in the last World War. Knowledge and culture alone do not create happiness and well-being in a people who have not cultivated goodwill and an appreciation of human values. Our only defense against the new tools of destruction are decent people who have no desire to injure or destroy others, and who have the knowledge vision, and wisdom to turn new scientific knowledge into improved technological devices, into agencies to serve and to elevate humanity. To develop high ideals and an appreciation of human values on the part of the engineer, the industrialist and scientist of tomorrow, or young people in our colleges, in our schools, in our universities must be brought in contact with the best in literature, the best in art, the best in music, the best in social, economic, and political thinking, and most important, with great teachers who appreciate the first rate in everything. Teachers who are creative, teachers who have an open mind, teachers who understand the art of living, teachers who have an appreciation of good government, and teachers who have a keen sense of values and a realization of the sanctity of humanity. The future of our civilization definitely rests upon scientists, industrialists, and engineers who are not only creative, who are not only competent in their special fields, but who are also civilized, broad, and cultured, who are citizens, who feel most and act noblest toward others. Now it's my privilege again to congratulate the University of Illinois and its friends who have aided in bringing about these fine new facilities for engineering education. It is my hope that those who guide the future destiny of this great engineering college will insist that the engineers who graduate from this institution are not only competent as engineers, but who are at the same time fine citizens, citizens with worthy ideals and attitudes, citizens who have an appreciation of general education as well as specialized education, citizens who appreciate the first rate, the meaning of liberty, and the rights of their fellow human beings. I thank you.
From Gregory Hall Auditorium on the University of Illinois campus, we have brought you today the formal dedication ceremonies of the new mechanical engineering building erected on the campus and dedicated today by a complete system of exercises, you might say, including the meeting of the Midwestern Conference of Fluid Dynamics and a meeting of the American Physical Society. Presiding over today's ceremonies was Dr. Arthur Cutts Willard, President and Professor of Heating and Ventilation Emeritus of the University of Illinois. The featured speaker today, Dean A.A. Potter of Purdue University, Dean of the Engineering Schools. We return you now to our studios. This is the University of Illinois Radio Service.